Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I like to think that I have a great job, but for the second time in a couple months, Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, got to have dinner with a Vermont chef, and I couldn't be more envious. She's here to tell us all about it. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Who did you have the honor of dining with this time, and where'd you go?
It was Avery Rifkin, who's a chef and owner of Stone Soup in Burlington, which is sort of a hippie-ish restaurant on College Street. Great food. And we went to Trapp Family Lodge in Stowe, up the mountain. And it was a beautiful, beautiful setting. It's Alpsy. And literally, as we drove up, I actually sort of burst into song, so it's hard not to sing. The hills are alive.
Well, location is a big selling point at Trapp, so why don't you set the scene high above Stowe, what it's like there.
The Trapp Family Resort is 2,500 acres on a hillside, really a mountain above Stowe, and it's where the von Trapp family settled in the 1940s, having fled Nazi-occupied Austria, family of singers. The musical, The Sound of Music, is based on the von Trapp family. And in 1950, they opened an inn there, and it's still family-owned and operated, and it encompasses 2,500 acres, miles and miles of cross-country ski trails, and a variety of food and drink options. There's a brewery there, there's a bakery there, and there's a couple of places, you know, restaurant and lounge for residents, people staying at the lodge, and visitors.
Why did Chef Rifkin pick the Trapp Family Lodge?
We both wanted to go somewhere outside of Burlington. And so it was foliage week. It just started thinking of foliage and getting out in the mountains and just going on a sort of excursion to a place. I'd never been there. And I think Avery had been there once, so it just seemed like an adventure. I'd been there once cross-country skiing, but I'd never eaten or drank there. So we wound up there. It just seemed like it would be fun.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing her dinner with Stone Soup chef Avery Rifkin. Sally, tell us about your evening at Trapp Family Lodge.
We had a waiter named Christian who sort of played a role in all this, and he told us that only tourists eat here. And he said, I don't know why. Maybe people don't want to come up the hill. I would say, go up the hill. It will blow your mind. Get up there and see the place and then eat. So I was taking notes on little schnitzels of paper during our meal, and Avery had so much to say about everything that was going on that I felt I needed more paper, and I went to my car to get a pad, and I was writing down about the food, the setting, the place, and Christian, the waiter, busted me. He looked at me and he said, big, lanky, imposing guy, said, are you a chef? No, I'm not a chef. At this point, I felt like I was getting the whistle was being blown on me by Captain Von Trapp. You can't escape this feeling. There's people running around in dirndls. And he's looking at me, and I'm like, I work at a newspaper. At that point, the dining room sprung into action. You know, people picked up my jacket when it fell off my chair before I even knew it fell. The kitchen's like throwing extra food at us. The chef ended up coming out on these little high energy visits just to talk and to, you know, welcome us. He'd come out and he'd go, thanks for coming. Cheers. Then he'd run back to the kitchen.
Well, tell us about some of the food that you did have to eat.
Pumpkin ravioli stands out for me. It was this beautiful appetizer. And we had a great brisket that as a main course, and scallops in this little sea green broth swimming with root vegetables, a salad that Avery called pristine. And Avery said, he said, you can see there's a lot of love and care being put in this food. It's I'm happy, he said.
Well, you got a lot of attention from the chef at Trapp's. Who is he? What's he trying to do with the menu?
So Chef Cody Vasek came out of the kitchen, and he was like this high-energy dude. And he just came by, and I think he brought us a quail, just a little quail, you know. And he came over to introduce himself, and he was a very neat guy. He's from Texas. He grew up in Austin, Texas. And he's really cooking German-style food. He had worked in restaurants, high-end restaurants, with this chef Jean-Georges, and Avery and Cody are talking about Jean-Georges. I don't know who he is. Turns out he's a big deal. And he's using local ingredients. They have a farm, actually. They raise some of their animals, and they tap trees right at the resort. And creating these meals German style, I had, you know, the basic or epitome, either one, of German food, which is a Wiener Schnitzel.
Mm, right.
And I learned from Christian. I asked, what's Wiener Schnitzel? And he said, Wiener means Vienna. I always thought it meant hot dog, you know. So I went from writing on schnitzels of paper to eating schnitzel, which turns out to be kind of layers of veal, breaded, cutlet, and fried. And we had a great brisket. Ryan Mercer, a photographer, ate with us, and he ordered brisket, and that was really, I thought, the best thing there.
Did the chefs compare notes or swap any tips?
No. I got sort of my identity and Ryan's got revealed, but Avery's did not. He kept a low profile. He had a lot to say. He's a very discerning customer and very interesting and fun to eat with.
Now, you can't leave without tantalizing us with some details about the lager-laced ice cream sundae. So spill.
So this is ice cream, and there's a beer there they brew with Dunkel. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's in there, and chocolate sauce and whipped cream and nuts. But I have to tell you, you know, it was excellent, but this roasted pear on bruschetta with rosemary ice cream and honey drizzle really held its own against that lager-laced. We were so full. I said to Ryan and Avery, I go, do you guys want dessert? And the maitre d' overheard us, and he goes, it's Trap Family Lodge. You get dessert. I mean, the desserts were incredible, but we'd eaten so much that I was just kind of nibbling little spoonfuls.
So leave room for dessert when you go.
Leave room for dessert. You can also go to the bakery. People love to, you know, you can hike there, you can walk there, you can ski there, and then just go get tea and, you know, tea and cakes at their bakery.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.